You're listening to Rivals of the East.
Welcome back to Rivals of the East. I'm your host, Buzz, with co-host Sean. Sean, week five in the books, man. And what did I tell you? Miami was going to win that Giants game. Did they not? By multiple scores?
Yeah.
Okay. I think we both agreed on that, right?
Yes and no.
Yeah. Okay.
I did it to piss you off, but we did both agree.
You know, I know what pissed you off though was getting blown out 34-0.
No, that didn't piss me off.
I know. You have this
telling
weird...
me afterwards we're gonna change the offense and start all over again. I think we're a little too late. That pissed me off.
Well, week six is here. We're gonna do a quick week five recap. Not too much to talk about from the Miami side of things. Just a few quick notes. Dolphins beat the Giants at home 31-16. Tua played okay. He did have 300 yards passing. He was two touchdowns, but he also threw two picks, one of those being a pick six. Stupid decision. Devin Achane already stole the show again. He had 11 carries for 151 yards, one of those being 76 yards. Raheem Mostert as well, 10 carries, 65 yards, but one of those was a 23-yard carry. He also had a touchdown. Both the guys fumbled, though. Achane was recovered by the Giants. So Daniel Jones didn't turn the ball over, didn't throw any touchdowns, but he was held to 119 yards passing. The Giants only had 85 yards rushing. So naturally, when you defeat the almighty New York football Giants like that, surely that means that your defense is top tier. So we'll see how it goes rolling into week six. But, you know, that there's nothing about the Dolphins team in that week five game that was like confidence building. It's just it's the Giants. You beat them by 15 points. All right, cool. You know, great job. You're supposed to beat bad teams. Probably should have been better than that. You know, Tua did throw that pick six, which Tua was fairly sloppy in that game. And now people are like, oh, 300 yards. You just be nitpicking that. Listen, it's the same stuff. First read 84% of plays. If it's not there, you know, then we start seeing a deer in the headlights. So we'll see. Luckily, it was pretty much a bye week. Giants defense sucks. We're playing the Panthers, which we'll talk about. But Sean... my biggest thing is I'm curious. When we talked last time, we were both like, yeah, maybe the Patriots, you know, keep it close. We said the same thing about the Cowboys. I'm done. By the way, I'm done. The Patriots will get blown up by every team not named the New York Jets. That's just how it's going to be.
And here's the thing. That's fair. I don't blame anyone.
That's just how I have to go.
Blame anyone for thinking that way. Yeah, until proven otherwise, more than once. I'm not picking the Patriots any week. I'm just going to say that unless the opposing player ends up in the hospital. And even then at quarterback, I still don't trust him. So Mac Jones, as usual, starting off right off the bat with another lovely pick six.
Honey Badger.
His feet were parallel to the field outside of the zone. So
I thought you were going to say,
I don't know how you make passes with your feet completely both facing out of bounds. Like, I'm pretty sure that's not how you throw a football. He's fading on every pass, anticipating pressure that doesn't exist. He's turning into Sam Darnold that one game against the Patriots where he was seeing ghosts. That's exactly what Mac Jones is. He's a shell of himself. They benched him again, put Zappi in at the end. Bill Belichick, for all intents and purposes, he punted the ball in the third quarter and basically said, let's just hurry up and let's call it a game. Famous quote after the game is, we're just going to start all over. Just what that means, don't know. At this point, the only thing I can even sit here and say about Bill at this point is, he's either going to be done at the end of the year and they'll get someone else in to, you know, start player personnel and make some of those choices and get a head coach in at the same time, or have an interim coach unless he isn't the one making the personnel moves. That is his only chance of staying on this team, I think, for another year, is if he wasn't the one in charge of personnel, not just this year, but last year, I want to say. Unless it's Matt Groh and it's something that was said behind closed doors and Kraft knows this and Bill's like, listen, this is going to take a process. This isn't going to be an overnight thing. That is the only way. It's the only way he keeps his job. Let's just be honest. They have no talent. They can't block. Defense has forced two turnovers this entire season. Mac Jones has a quarterback rating, I believe, in the last game of, 30. 30. So that's just to give you an idea of what's going on there. They can't run the ball. They can't pass the ball. In fact, they can't even play special teams properly.
Hey, you want to know who Bill Belichick is?
Who's that?
I want to share this with, if you're watching on YouTube, this is who Bill Belichick is. He's Coach Klein.
There we have it, folks.
Look at it. This is Bill Belichick. Coaching for idiots. This is where he got his epiphany. He read the same book as Coach Klein and said, we're just going to start all over.
We're going to start all over. What that means, don't know.
He's Coach Klein.
I don't really think it matters because, honestly, in my opinion, I think you need so many offensive pieces. Let's just it's you don't have to tank if your players are just not good. No, if your players aren't good, you don't have to tank. You'll just lose.
It's just it's still tanking. It's just not intentional tanking.
Which I'm perfectly fine with that if that's the case. Let's go for Marvin Harrison. You're not getting Caleb Williams. Let's go for Marvin Harrison Jr. I'm fine with that.
You mean an offensive weapon? Bill wouldn't do that. He'll just trade back.
Exactly. Which is why I don't think he's player personnel.
Well, we'll talk about that. But we're going into week six here, Sean, and I'm going to talk real quick, just glance over this Dolphins game. Not much to it. We play the god-awful Panthers. Do you know who their fastest wide receiver is, by the way? Take a guess.
The Panthers?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Adam Thielen.
I forgot he even existed.
He runs a 4.49.
Yeah, he's been doing well.
Yeah.
To his credit.
Yeah, to his credit. Dolphins are at home, I believe, against the Panthers here. Let me double check. I don't want to be incorrect about that. Hold on a second here. Let me make sure. I think Miami's at home.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, Miami's at home. Yeah. All right.
Usually when you get spotted 14 and a half points,
you're at home.
Yeah.
So Miami is playing the Panthers at home, although there are some banged up players as far as final injury report that was confirmed. Panther wise, dude, they've got like 20 people on injury report, but basically Miles Sanders is out. Their guard, Austin Corbett's out. Xavier Woods, their safety, is out. Brian Burns is questionable. Von Bell is out. Derek Brown, their defensive tackle, is questionable. Both their tight ends are either questionable or out. The list just goes on and on. Miami Dolphin wise, there's some tough ones on here. So Jeff Wilson, of course, as you know, was on IR, just got activated. He's out. So he's got a rib injury, so he's out. Alec Ingold's questionable, but he'll play. Connor Williams is out. So that means Liam Eichenberg, who was rated the worst center when he played in the week against Buffalo, will be starting. Interesting note there, which means Isaiah Wynn, who dropped down drastically in PFF's guard position rating, will also be playing at guard to cover for that. Nick Needham is doubtful. Jalen Phillips is questionable. They're not rushing him back, Mike McDaniel said, but we'll see. Robert Hunt is okay. He did tweak his knee, but he had a limited practice, so he should be good to go for Sunday. Not much to really say. You know, Bryce Young is probably going to do okay.
That is if they do roll him out.
Yeah,
I know in a few pinches we've seen Andy Dalton out there, which he wasn't too bad actually.
Dalton played pretty solid. But we'll see what happens. I do think the Panthers will probably put up maybe about 17 to 20 points. Miami's going to score about 34 points, something like that, probably.
Thankfully for the Miami defense, they don't run the ball well.
Yeah, especially with Miles Sanders out. So we'll see what happens.
Even when he's been there, he's been my fantasy running back, so I have been paying attention. He's been pretty awful, so you guys will be fine.
Yeah, I think the Eagles won with that pickup of Swift, to say the least. So
yeah, went well for them.
Yeah, it did. So Miami's probably going to dominate this one. The real intriguing one coming up is Patriots here. Bill Belichick is taking on in a rematch of Lateral Bowl from last year.
Who's the bigger underperforming coach?
Bill.
Josh McDaniels or Bill? So here's the deal. They're a turnover fest. Outside of the Patriots and the Giants, the Raiders are the only other team that can't score over 20 points. So you do have that going for you. However, I don't think they'll need it. So if you turn over the ball like the Patriots don't lose the game before, you know, all the cliches Bill's going to throw out there. The Patriots have been doing it all. They've been turning over the ball before a defense even has to even attempt or the other offense even takes the field. I don't really care who's on the injury report or not, but if you're interested. So it looks like Juju is not going to be playing. Riley Reiff will not be playing, our right tackle. So we'll probably see a combination of Vidarian Lowe or Calvin Anderson. Doesn't really matter. They're all terrible. I'm just going to be honest. Michael Owenu, doubtful. Will Greer, potential playing time from him in this game if it goes sideways quick. And you still have Bailey Zappe from, according to reports, Mac Jones will start from both Bills. What is it? DeMario Douglas, Pop Douglas. He will not be playing. Kind of unfortunate. Just want to see young guys out there. I do not really care about seeing Devontae Parker or any of the stiffs. I just want to see if the young guys, if they have anything. Kayshon Booty, he was activated. Tyquan Thornton, also activated. And Malik Cunningham at wide receiver, also activated.
And so signed.
I will just be interested in seeing if any of our depth at receiver can show any promise whatsoever. That is all I care about in this game. I do not care about winning. I do not care if Mac Jones even slightly plays better. I don't care. I just want us to lose and see if the young talent behind our depth has something for the next regime, because I've already packed in and I'm
listening to you.
I don't care.
You sound like me a few years ago.
No, it's fine. I told you I've had enough success in my lifetime.
Here we go.
It's fine.
All right, Grandpa. So let me tell you something. First of all, Malik Cunningham, I did see he signed a 3-year deal. Do you know what he got signed to?
What?
No, I was asking, do you know what he was? I saw he was signed to 3-year, but I didn't see any specific.
No idea, because he's so they've used him as wide receiver. That's pretty much what they put him at. He did come out of college as a quarterback. He's not a stand-up guy, a little bit of a scrambler. He's undersized, so I don't think they really have any interest in him at quarterback, even though he did play around a little bit in preseason. I just don't think he's that honestly.
Trick plays, you know.
I think Will Greer has more potential to be a quarterback in a pinch.
By the way, do you want to know who has the lowest quarterback rating allowed against them in coverage, cornerback-wise, in the NFL?
Who?
Emmick Robertson, a corner for the Raiders. Did you know that?
Nope, did not know that.
Do you know what the average QBR is against him?
What's that?
3.7.
That's interesting.
It is. Now, they have no pass rush, so basically they'll just
Max Crosby literally is the only thing keeping them from being the worst.
Robertson and Crosby, if you take those two guys out, I mean, that's why the Raiders give up so many points and yards.
Correct.
They just target
Garoppolo's loose with the ball and
6 touchdowns, 7 picks. Mac Jones, 5 touchdowns, 6 picks. Who's the better quarterback? Barn burner.
Who cares? Yeah, who cares?
Mac Jones will be a Raider next year.
I think it's kind of funny when you're seeing all the reports where just you know, to add more drama, because this is what happens when you become the teams we used to make fun of. You know, we're playing chess, they're playing checkers. We're not playing a game. We're playing tic-tac-toe in the corner on a piece of used napkin. you know, we're the team that's fighting with itself. Jalen Mills, I'm not getting enough playing time. And I back up Lawrence Guy, and I'm just like, you have a 1 year deal, $8 million. You're just going to be cut next year. We already know how that goes. Lawrence Guy, you're too old. They're just going to let you go. That's fine. Like, I get it. It is what it is. Why'd we pay money and not use them? I mean, I'm not the coach, so I actually would blame the coach on that. So just another thing for Bill Belichick to kind of sit there and go, I don't know. So Jacoby Myers said the Patriots didn't even attempt to re-sign him. As everyone knows, we basically signed the similar deal with Juju, 3 years, $11 million each year. So $33 million. Jacoby Myers, same thing. I think he got a little more guaranteed money than Juju. That was the only difference. And as you could see, that clearly worked out in the Raiders' favor, as he has 295 yards receiving, and you have Juju Smith-Schuster with 14 catches and 85 yards. So there's a clear winner there. Report just released today that Bill Belichick was one of the only people on the staff that actually wanted Jacoby Myers, and he had to be pushed or suggested, whatever you want to say, to sign Juju, which I think is kind of interesting, because I'm like, whose camp's releasing that? Come on now.
Well,
come on. You're question, the head coach.
That leads to a question. Is Bill not the GM anymore?
Which is why I said I had a feeling that with some of the picks we've seen recently, and one of the suggestive ones. So when I saw Cole Strange, I would have went, yeah, that sounds like some stupid shit Bill Belichick would do. I went, but then on the other hand, Tyquan Thornton, an undersized receiver who's not good at blocking and the fastest receiver out of the draft, that doesn't seem like a Bill pick at all. And same thing with Pierre Strong.
Yep. Who's not on the team anymore.
And I went, it looks like there's a struggle. Maybe Matt Groh is like 50-50. I don't know what's going on there. But when you kind of sit there and you look at it and then you see comments like that, you're like, maybe he isn't in charge of player personnel recently. Maybe that was actually given to Matt Groh, and Bill Belichick has a say, just not as much as he once did.
Well, then that leads to who would be the fall guy for putting this lackluster.
It's Bill.
There you go. So it wouldn't matter
how you look at it. It's up to him. He is the coach. He makes the decision with how the players are used and coached. And guess what? I think ultimately when the team is turning over the ball, not playing efficiently, not running the ball, not blocking, and in fact, defense at times outside of Christian Gonzalez and Matthew Judon, they weren't playing great. Special teams, playing awful. So what does he have his hat to hang on? Like nothing, literally nothing. So there it is, guys. That's pretty much it in a nutshell. Don't really care about the game. Patriots are going to lose 24-7. There you go. There you have it, folks.
24-7.
That's how I feel. There you go.
I think you're giving the Raiders too much credit. I think that the Raiders will win 13-3.
Oh. and Jacoby Myers is going to finish with like 145 yards and something ridiculous like that, I'm sure.
He'll finish with about 80, 85 yards.
Jimmy Garoppolo will like finish the game, and they'll put in the backup, and he'll get injured somehow, some way. I don't know. Just seems like what he does.
I think Devontae Adams is going to be the guy who goes off personally, but
it could be. Who
he's going to be the main guy.
But I don't know. I saw last week when they targeted him like five times, and he had four catches for like 30 yards. Like, I don't know what they're doing over there.
Going Raiders as well. I think Raiders win 13-3, just some low-scoring garbage game. Miami, by the way, I didn't get my score prediction, but Miami will beat the Panthers 34-17. That's
34-17? I'll actually say 38-21.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Score won't be as close as it looks. It'll just be a garbage touchdown in both categories, I think. I think both the Dolphins and the Panthers will get a late touchdown to make the score look a little different.
They'll keep Tua in
there.
They'll
keep Tua out there. Yeah, why not? Why not? Like, it's not like he's injury prone.
Yeah, like they did with the Bills game when they had Tyreek and Waddle sitting on the sideline.
I'm just like this. We're getting this much closer to the mark where I say Tua's out for the year.
Oh, God.
So I'm still waiting for that. If they him playing late in these games where there are blowouts and there's no reason for him to be playing, I'm like, I don't know.
Unfortunately, it's coming. Teron Armstead's out.
They better hope Brian Burns isn't playing.
Well, he's questionable. If he's playing, then we'll see. But, you know, to
Mac Jones is questionable, but he's playing.
Yeah, exactly. let's talk spread, Sean. Last week was a barn burner, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was probably one of the worst picks I think I've ever made. Like,
what? You were what, 3-2?
Yes, 3-2. Straight up being 3, and then with the spread 2. Buzz was 6-6, which
500. Am I not a Dolphins fan?
Pretty terrible. Pretty terrible.
Didn't even get half the job done.
Yeah, hey, sure.
It's good enough to get the jobs done. Well, what we got this week? Let's see what we got.
All right. So for this week, all righty. So the Chiefs and Broncos game that has already taken place for you guys. We both picked Chiefs both ways, and they had a 10-point spread, and that seemed to work in our favor.
They won by 11, baby.
My favorite is when Sean Payton's out there just holding his playbook, not even attempting to cover it, and you could just clearly see all the play calls on it. It's just like that. That's just pretty much tells you what's going on with the Broncos. They're selling the house. Don't know what's going on with the future of Sean Payton, but they got players going left and right.
Russell Wilson will be there next year, I don't think.
Weird situation. But besides that, Ravens at Titans. Titans getting 5.5 points.
I'm going to go Ravens split.
Ravens split.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Ravens split, baby.
I'm going to take Ravens both ways. I do not trust anything the Titans do. And knowing Ryan Tannehill, he'll somehow still bite me in the ass.
He's got 2 touchdowns, 5 picks this year, by the way.
Yeah, he's been fantastic, guys. Like,
by the way, my hot take is Ryan Tannehill will finish with a better stat line this year than Mac Jones.
I mean, that's not really a crazy... Anyhow, 49ers at Browns. Browns getting 9.5 points.
I'm taking 49ers both. Deshaun Watson is still out, which isn't saying much, but that backup they got is atrocious. And no Nick Chubb to lean on.
I agree with that sentiment. Colts getting 4 at Jaguars. The hot Colts and the hot Jaguars. Anthony Richardson is out.
Yeah, it's Minshew going back to Jacksonville. I'm taking Jacksonville both ways. Jacksonville's starting to cook. And I keep telling you, and you keep laughing at me when I say Jacksonville is going to get red hot as the season keeps going. And everybody's going to say, where's this team coming from?
I don't know. I've seen weird things. Minshew comes back to his hometown and shows them buyer's remorse.
He only throws 2 picks instead of 3.
I will take the Jags with the win, but take the points.
You would.
All right. Commanders getting 1.5 at the Falcons. I'm getting Commanders. I do not care.
Commanders have been playing really good football. They've just lost some close games, man.
Yeah, that defense is terrible.
It is.
Letting Justin Fields do whatever he wants against them.
I guess
I don't like anything the Falcons are doing either.
Besides Robinson, Bijan. Yeah. I'll take Commanders as well.
Both?
So, yeah, I'll take both. I think Desmond Ridder, I'm not sold on him at all. I think he's just too mistake-prone.
Saints at Texans. Texans getting 1.5. I'm going Texans both.
Is CJ Stroud playing? I think he is, isn't he?
I think he is. Here's the thing. I think the Patriots were that terrible.
Oh, yeah. I'll take Texans both as well, especially with Stroud playing. He's actually top 5 in the NFL as a quarterback, by the way.
I like what the Texans are doing.
DeMeco Ryans is actually doing a really good job there.
Yeah. Nick Caserio, getting some fine talent there also with the team, our head coach. Seahawks getting 3 at Bengals. Bengals are cooking. I'm hoping Jamar Chase goes off. Save my fantasy season, Jamar Chase. Bengals both.
Where are they playing, Cincy or Seattle?
Cincinnati.
I'll go Bengals both.
Okay. Ja'Marr Chase almost willed me into a fantasy comeback.
Almost.
Almost. I lost by 3 points. Vikings at Bears. Bears getting 3. I don't believe in the Bears. Don't believe in the Vikings. Bears are at home. I'm taking Bears. Both.
I believe Kirko Chains is going to get a
no
W
Justin
this time.
Jefferson. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go Vikings. What was the points?
3.
Vikings split. It's going to be a close one.
Cardinals getting 7 at Rams. I'm taking the Rams. I think with Cooper Kupp back in the fold, they got a game under their belt. I think that offense is gonna really take off now. Cards, it was cute. Everyone liked the story and, you know, the wins over the Cowboys.
No, but, they didn't.
The Cowboys are the Cowboys. No one gives a crap, and fairy tales come to an end. Rams both.
Yeah, Rams are cooking now. Stafford is just throwing for an ungodly amount of yards. No touchdowns, as you know. But
yeah,
with Cooper
also
Kupp
my fantasy
back,
quarterback.
With Cooper Kupp back, yeah, I'm taking the Rams both. Sean McVay's actually impressed me this year with what he's done with the Rams and the lack of talent that they've had.
It's a lot of interesting wide receivers I didn't hear much about and taking off for
Puka
them.
Or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Kachua?
And Tutu with a 12?
yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Puka and Nuka and then Tutu with 12. I'm just like, what are these names?
Stafford.
They sound like generated names for Madden.
They do.
Eagles at Jets. Jets getting 7. I like what the Jets are doing. Eagles not looking complete as they used to last year, but managing to rack wins. I think they'll get the win, but the Jets will keep it close. I'm taking the points.
I think Jets will stay close till the third quarter. Then it's a 2-score game. So I'm going to go Eagles both.
Fair enough. He's not buying what Zach Wilson is selling.
No, I'm not.
Lions at Bucks. Bucks getting 3.
This is a tough one, man.
I'm taking Lions both. I do not give a crap about Baker.
Listen, that Lions offense, people aren't going to like me for saying this. I think the Lions offense is better than Miami's, and I'm going to give you the reason why. I think the reason why their offense is better is because even if they can't get the passing game going, they can still run. We can't do that. If our passing attack isn't working, teams don't respect our run game and they'll box it in, and we can't run as effective. The Lions can. So I like Amon-Ra St. Brown, what he's doing. I like
Laporta.
Laporta. Laporta's playing. I'm like, who the hell is that? I'm going to go Lions both. I think they're on a hot streak. It's their division to lose at this point, especially after that Green Bay Raiders game.
The Dolphins, they could have had him as a head coach, but, you know, they took that bum who's, you know, like leading the league in yards or some crazy thing.
Listen, I wanted Dan – back in the day, I did want Dan Campbell, especially after the Philbin stuff.
I also like Dan Campbell, but unfortunately, I guess the Miami fan base didn't care for the tearing of kneecaps and biting arms or whatever nonsense he said.
You know, listen, Dan Campbell – one thing I respect about Dan Campbell is he got out of his own way. Like he said, I'm open to understanding more as a head coach, like offensive side, defensive side. Like, you guys are here to do your job. Let me stay out of the way. He didn't get too cute with anything. He's had learning, you know, growing pains like every head coach, but he's turned into a really solid head coach, man.
All right. So we have it, folks. Dan Campbell.
Real man.
Giants getting spotted 15 points at the Bills.
15? That's insane.
15 points. And that is why
Daniel Jones is out, by the way.
Taking Bills. No, wait, what?
Daniel
Who's
Jones
the backup?
Is...
That's the question. Who's the backup?
Let me tell you real quick. Hold on.
Who's the backup quarterback? That could change the perspective of the game. They actually might move the ball more.
All right. Let's see. I'll get you that real quick. Hold on. It's coming up. It's taking me forever to find this one. Yeah, Daniel Jones out versus Bills. Tyrod Taylor will
There it is. And this is why I'm going to take the points.
I'm going to go.
And Bills win.
I'm going to go Bills. You know what? By the way, three of their starting linemen are out, but two.
Yeah, they don't need those.
I'm going Bills both in this case. Tyrod Taylor with second and third string tackles and guards.
I'm a fan of Tyrod Taylor.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations. You can buy his jersey when he's the starter for New England next year.
Cowboys at Chargers. Chargers getting 1.5. I'm taking Chargers both. I don't buy anything the Cowboys are selling.
Chargers defense has been atrocious this year up until like 2 weeks ago, it seems like. You know, I read you that stat line. You know, Justin Herbert, the highest winning percentage in the NFL when his team doesn't give up 27 points or less.
Here is my understanding of this. I think in a stand-up shootout against a team that can competently move the ball and probably, in fact, move it more effectively than the Cowboys, I think the Cowboys will be chasing. I just don't think they have a traditional offense that can compete stand-up, throwing it down the field the same way the Chargers can. I just don't. Mike Williams or not?
Well, Mike Williams being out. Justin Herbert's limited his turnovers too this year. He only has one interception to seven touchdowns. So,
take notes, Mac Jones.
I got to go. Yeah, I'll go with Chargers both as well. Cowboys got, I mean, Dak Prescott, man.
Dak looked awful. Last week.
He was awful. He said he was lost.
Yeah,
which
I,
by
I
the way,
tell.
Can by the way, Sean, can any team beat the 49ers right now?
No.
Not even
no.
a chance.
No.
If I don't care what anybody says, if you took our team, if you put the Dolphins against the 49ers, we would get obliterated. It's not even a contest. We would look so out of place it'd be worse than last year's game.
Mm-hmm. And guaranteed. That's why I'm saying for the next game, Pat's getting 3 points at Raiders, and I am taking Raiders both.
Yeah, Raiders both.
Raiders.
All right, and finishing up the week, Panthers at the Dolphins. Panthers getting 14.5 points. I'm taking the points. Dolphins win.
Yeah, I know I say 34-17, but in this case, I don't want to lose my spread, so I'll go Dolphins split.
Sound like me last week.
Listen, I love my team, but we're going to get, you know, we're going to lose.
We're going to
get shellacked. You were right. You did lose, just not anticipating. I wasn't anticipating zero.
Yeah, I'm sure Bill wasn't either.
You know what? One of my favorite things to do now, though, is I go to all the message boards of Patriot fans after their games and mm-hmm. just see how dejected and lost they all are. And the only people who are happy are like the ones that are like, yeah, but think all the good times we've had. Like we've got so many good memories to last us the rest of our life. Sound familiar, Sean? Like we've got so much success. None of these teams, I'm like, here we go. You know who the Patriots fans are going to become? The Cowboys fans of the new generation. Congratulations. You'll be that team.
All we have to do is have a win in less than 20 years.
At the rate things are going, the way you guys draft, outside of like, you know, Christian Gonzalez, it might be another 20 years, Sean.
Hey, we got money next year. Maybe we'll blow it like the Dolphins, huh?
Listen. Is it too much to ask just to see us win a playoff game before I die?
I just don't want to get to that point.
Sean, I've been at that point. I want
my son to see a playoff appearance, not a win, just an appearance.
Sean, the last Dolphins quarterback to win us a playoff game Jay Fiedler.
I like that.
You know what Ricky Williams said? He was being interviewed on that Sunday Conversation thing. It's like a year ago. And they asked him, I think the question was like, how high are Dolphins fans? And he said, pretty high. He's like, is that because the Dolphins are so bad and they still like them? He goes, I don't know. I mean, I thought we were pretty good, but obviously we weren't good enough. We won a playoff game. Still haven't since. So I was like, damn, Ricky, why you got to say that?
To be fair, he does sell cannabis in his dispensary that
Listen,
he has opened up.
I'm just gonna flat out going to say it. Ricky Williams is one of my all-time favorite Dolphins players, bar
none. Not Ronnie Brown?
No. Ricky Williams at 30 years old, I'll never forget, it was a Thursday night game, played against the Panthers, and I'm sitting there watching it with my my grandfather, my papa. And the Panthers had Julius Peppers, and they had Mr. Jake Delhomme, and they were coming off a pretty good Super Bowl run there where they lost. And Ricky Williams at 30 years old carried the rock 30 times for 176 yards or something like that. At 30 years old.
I think one of my favorite games to actually sit down and watch with the Dolphins was actually Dolphins Colts. I want to say it was either 2010 or 2011. It was a back and forth. It was like Ricky Williams, Ronnie Brown going back and forth down the field, running the ball, and Peyton Manning was driving right back down. And I was like, it's actually a good game for once. I'm not used to seeing this.
You know what's crazy?
What's that?
Peyton Manning played against Dan Marino.
Omaha?
Yeah. Did Omaha. You see Eli Manning's big head of him?
Yes, I did.
The forehead was so huge. Oh my God, man. I love the Manning cast. It's
so
great.
As big as like Peyton Manning's forehead is.
Yeah.
In comparison, like Eli Manning looks like an elephant with his ears. Like it's what is going on there, man? What are they ingesting that caused that?
The fact
HGH?
That I mean, the fact that Eli Manning is the all-time underdog superhero to stop Tom Brady twice. You know, Tom was probably like, that eats him up still to this day.
Yeah, it does. He said when they golf, he said he doesn't even bring it up. Tom Brady brings it up himself mad as he swings.
Dude, oh, come
He's
on.
He's like, do you think I would accept a script where I lose to Peyton's younger brother twice?
Matt Peyton, his younger brother, who's a doofus. Yeah. Well, anyways, there you have it, folks. That's all for this week. We're going to be back with week 6 wrap-up, week 7 preview as well. But go ahead and give us a like and subscribe wherever podcasts are available. Check us out, and we will catch you all at the end of week 6. Adios.